AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Cuba's ambassador to the U.S. says the Trump administration's latest moves against Cuba's government are maneuvering for something more aggressive. AP diplomatic correspondent Matt Lee.
They see the sanctions that were imposed on the Cuban president and other top members of the government last week, along with the indictment of the former president, Raul Castro, as being pretexts. They believe that the Trump administration is trying to prepare the U.S. public for some kind of military intervention, which they absolutely think is unnecessary and they don't want. This is the Cubans don't want.
Elsewhere, President Trump says Iran was responsible for shooting down a U.S. military helicopter near the Strait of Hormuz, and the U.S. must respond.
Ed Donahue. A drone boat rescued the crew of the Apache attack helicopter that crashed. The president said they were not injured. Military officials did not say what caused the helicopter to go down, saying the crash was under investigation. Before he accused Iran of downing the U.S. helicopter, President Trump had expressed renewed optimism over negotiations with Iran, saying they were close to having a very, very good, strong, powerful deal. I'm Ed Don.
Oil prices fell today. Brent crude down 3%, settling at $91.45 per barrel. AAA puts the nationwide average for gasoline just above $4.16. On Wall Street, AI stocks swung lower, and that dragged down the broader indexes. The NASDAQ shed nearly a full 1%. The S&P lost 0.3%. But the Dow rose 86 points. Home sales surged last month to the fastest pace since December. The National Association of Realtors reports existing home sales rose 3.2%. The national median sales price increased to more than $429,000. This is AP News. The NBA Finals are proving dramatic, and the stars have been in the stands as well as on the court. That included President Trump, who's blowing off an unwelcome reception at last night's Game 3.
When the Madison Square Garden crowd saw the president on the jumbo screens, there were loud boos. That's not the way he heard it.
It was, mostly cheers.
The cheers came when the image switched to the American flag, and then the Knicks, who were trying to win their first home finals game in 27 years. But Victor Wembanyama's Spurs won to avoid going down 3-0. No team had ever come back from that in the finals.
It really shows what teams are made of.
The Knicks lost for the first time in 46 days. Game 4 is tomorrow in New York, and their fans are ready.
I am very optimistic. Knicks in 5.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.